Your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap is up right after this.
Are you looking for true price discovery for your feeder cattle? Look no further than Superior Livestock Auction. The Week in the Rockies sale is coming up July 6th through the 10th, followed by the Video Royale sale. To consign to the Video Royale, cattle need to be cataloged by July 10th and videos need to be submitted by July 17th. Again, July 10th for the catalog and July 17th for videos to consign to the Video Royale. Any questions, reach out to your Superior Livestock Auction rep or call Superior Livestock Customer Service at 800-422-2117. View the sale live on Dish Network Channel 997 and online at sla-tv.com.
As New World Screwworm continues to spread in Texas, livestock owners are being urged to stay alert. Beyond the animal health concerns, the pest could bring significant economic losses to producers. As of the end of June, USDA has confirmed 27 cases in the United States. The parasite has been found in cattle, goats, and sheep in Texas, along with one infected dog in New Mexico. New World Screwworm has a long history in the United States, dating back to the 1840s. By the 1960s, annual losses were approaching $100 million. Adjusted for today's dollars, a recent USDA study estimates Texas producers alone could lose more than $730 million, with the total economic impact reaching nearly $1.8 billion. While the first U.S. case this year was confirmed in Texas on June 3rd, livestock producers have already been feeling the financial impact for nearly a year because the U.S.-Mexico border has remained closed to Mexican cattle imports in an effort to slow the spread of the pest. The Trump administration is rolling out a new $500 million relief program to help small and mid-sized beef processors as the cattle industry continues to deal with the smallest cattle supplies in decades and heavy financial losses. USDA says qualifying processors will receive payments if they maintain minimum cattle slaughter levels. The program is designed to help offset losses that are estimated at around $300 per head. The nation's four largest beef packers, Tyson Foods, JBS, Cargill, and National Beef, are not eligible for the assistance. Those companies process more than 80% of all U.S. fed cattle and are excluded from the program. And that is your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap. Have a great weekend. Some cows push to the front, some hang back, and some are just too darn busy raising a calf to compete for supplement. Over time, uneven intake can mean uneven performance across the herd. That's why Westway Feed Products Liquid Feed is available 24/7, giving every cow the opportunity to consume on her own time. Because consistent intake helps support consistent performance. Liquid Feed from Westway Feed Products.